It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My man 979 said, is anybody still not emotionally over Sunday's loss? Hey guys, pull it together.
I'm on to Indianapolis.
Hey, are you on to Indianapolis? Pull it together, guys.
Nah, man.
You're still emotionally shook?
Yeah, look, I'm emotionally shook.
I'll give everybody Tuesday. Wednesday, we gotta turn.
I don't want people to forget. I don't want people to forget and move on. Including the guys over at NRG.
He sounded like he couldn't eat. My man right here, it's my emotional.
We're at a spot where they shouldn't be serving lunch over at NRG either. They ought to be sick. They ought to be sick. We got some major problems over there. Moving on to the next. No, that ain't it, man. We got some problems to fix. Are we going to be 2-5?
Flip the record the next 10? Mm-hmm. What do you think? 2-5? All right. From the text line, yes, as the Chiefs fan. Yeah, you're a good football team. All right? You're a good football team. I think there's some issues, but whoo. All right, I'll give you today. All right, tomorrow, man, we gotta reel it in, turn the page, and end this division, basically. But as Clint said, that the tape has dropped, and defensively, we said it yesterday. The defense was the main reason. The defense and Joe Mixon were the main reasons why the Texans were in this game. Forced multiple turnovers, got multiple stops in the second half. After the first drive. And the last drive beside that, the first drive of the second half for the Packers and their final drive, which they won on the field goal, the defense just gave up nothing, nada. But, Clint, you couldn't help to see watching the defense and notice everyone talked about D'Angelo Ross, and he struggled big time, but your eyes were on Derek Stingley watching the tape.
Yeah, look, I mean – There's a conversation that needs to be had about both sides of the football at the very end of the game when the game was on the line. We'll start with defense. That was a moment in a game where as bad as your offense played and as much as you didn't deserve to be in that game, your superstars could have attempted to at least make a play and make it difficult for the Green Bay Packers to drive down the field and kick a field goal. And instead, this is what we saw. We saw the Green Bay Packers, 4 straight plays, attack the side of the field that Derek Stingley is on. And Derek Stingley was so soft, he was a non-factor in 3 of the 4 completions, and it would have been 4-for-4, but he missed an out route. Jordan Love missed an out route.
That was a bit disappointing.
The hell yeah, it was. They run a snag route to the right side, snagged by the receiver, a little 5-yard inverted hitch route. If it's man, he's going to pick the man off the tight end going to the flats, but both defenders were so soft that the quarterback just threw the tight end in the flats, and Jake Hansen ends up chasing him out of bounds. But it's all made, the picture is made very clear. And the decision is made very easy because Derek Stingley's playing 8 yards off and pedaling in a situation where you give up about 15 more yards and it's a game over, baby. The lights are out on the Texans, and he's soft. They run that concept. They throw to the tight end. And again, I know that Stingley wasn't covering the tight end, but it's his side of the field, and he was so soft that he made it a simple read.
They didn't really have to pick.
No, there was no pick. Didn't need to. Yeah. They come right back to it, run the same exact concept. This time Hansen chases the tight end a little tighter. Stingley is so soft in this situation that they bang the snag route. And he turns it up and goes and gets, I think, 6, 7, 8 more yards. Ended up getting 12 yards, I think. Then they come right back, try to throw a speed cut out route to Stingley's side of the field. And like I said, it's there. Jordan Love just misses it wide. They come right back to Derek Stingley. And bang, this time they don't snag the receiver. They run him on a slant and bang the slant in there for I don't know how many yards. The thought that a team at this point in time with Kamari Lassiter out of the ball
game and how much they were killing Ross in that game.
Yes.
With it on the line.
They are choosing. Oh no. They are choosing to go to Derek Stingley's side of the football. And Derek Stingley is playing so la-di-da soft and that it's just play and catch.
And Clint, it's not even a deal of like, all right, man, we really want to get like our best receiver. We want to get like Devonta Adams. You name multiple receivers who make plays, right? Wasn't it Wicks to his side that makes the third down play?
I don't have the names.
No, it's not like, all right, man, we really like Dobbs today, and we're just trying to get the ball to him. That was Wicks who got the third down and two on his side. It was then Dobbs who got the slant to get him in the field goal range. It was like we want to go to the right
four
side.
Four straight plays, and Derek Stingley never gets up in the grill of any player, makes it as simple a read for Jordan Love as you could possibly make it. Didn't have to think, didn't have to. He knew where he was going before the ball was snapped on all four throws. Never even challenged the catch. And then on the last play, they throw the slant to the left side to Ross's side, and Ross almost makes a play, and it's a little controversial when he goes to the ground, ball pops up. They end up calling the
coverage was tighter.
Had they thrown the slant to Derek Stingley's side, it would have been a catch and run. It was there all day long. I don't care what coverage he's in. I don't care what he's been coached to do. It doesn't. When you're Derek Stingley Jr. and the game is on the line, and Jordan Love with his receivers needs 20, 30, 35 yards to get in field goal range, and you allow that offense to line up four straight snaps, and because of how soft you're playing, they go right at you and have a very clear picture. Like, it just don't make sense. It doesn't make sense for D'Amico Ryans to allow that to happen, to ask it to happen schematically, and it doesn't make sense for Derek Stingley to just continue to do that. It doesn't make sense. When I say continue, I mean for four snaps, by the way.
And maybe that's why they're doing it, because of how much he's off. But how do we get to a point where teams have gone to a point of being comfortable going that way and just saying, no, this is where we're going to go?
Like, well, I think
that blows it away when you say the game on the line.
I think you're seeing why. There's no level of... There's, again, the physicality. There's no level of I'm going to get in your grill. I think Derek Stingley is more gifted and more talented than Sauce Gardner. Like, I think he's athletically more gifted than Sauce Gardner. But Sauce has got a level of dog in him that he'll rather grab your face mask and yank you to the ground and get a 15-yard pin than let you catch four straight balls. He would say a team coming at me four straight times in crunch time is disrespectful. It ain't going to happen again. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.